Amen. We're going to dismiss the children. Amen. So they can go to kids' ministry, Sunday school. Amen. And we want to prepare our hearts to receive the word of God. Amen. So let us greet. Amen. Even as the children move, let us greet our pastor with a hearty praise the Lord.
Amen. That's an amazing song. Consuming with your fire. We thank God today for those that have a mind to be in church. So many of the songs go along with the message today. Especially the song, My Soul is Anchored. How many souls are anchored in the Lord? Listen, when your soul is anchored in the Lord, storms may come, billows may run. But how many know we want to touch your soul? How many souls are anchored? I didn't say your flesh. I didn't say your house, your finances. But my soul is anchored in the Lord. Amen. And Lord, when my soul is anchored, I just want the Lord to consume me with his fire. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Truly, we do thank God for being here today. Amen. We heard all the testimonies of healing and miracles. And God being a keeper. Amen. We just thank God that God is God. Isn't it nice to know that we're not God? Isn't it wonderful to know that God is God? Amen. During the week, we had a Bible class on where is your faith? It seems like so many are giving up on God and walking away from the faith. So the question is, where is your faith today? Amen. And the Bible lets us know if you're not obedient, then you don't have faith. Because faith and obedience are interchangeable. So you show God that you have faith by being obedient. How do we know? The Bible said by faith, Abraham obeyed God. How did he do it? By faith. So today we're going to encourage you to stay faithful to God. Regardless of what situations are going on all around you, you stay faithful to God. Our faithfulness to God is not dependent on anyone but our personal relationship with God. That's why the scripture said, work out your own
salvation.
Work out your own salvation. So God, when he comes back, how many want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant? Amen. So the thing is, what are you faithful in? For God to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. For the scripture said, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love that you've shown towards his name and that you have ministered to the saints. And it's not in the past, but what are you doing now? So if you're still ministering, God is not unfaithful to forget your work and labor of love. So we just thank God. We thank God for my wife. Amen. We thank God for all those that have had those testimony of healing. We just thank God for all of you. Sister Mayberry, amen. We're praying for you. Amen. Sister Gibbs, where she is? She was here. Sister Gibbs, we're praying for her. Oh, she has me too. Amen. We just thank God that God is a keeper. How many of you have that testimony? He's a keeper. I know he's a keeper because he kept me. Amen. I just want to repeat our theme for this year once again. Our theme for this year is trust in the Lord. And do what? Give him all of you. Our theme, trust in the Lord and give him
all of you.
Now, all of you is everything that you have, your possessions, your mind, your body, your spirit. Amen. Whatever you have, give it all to God. Can we say hallelujah? I'm going to ask you to stand. Amen. We're going to discuss an individual today that is mentioned only momentarily, but he's one of the greatest examples of being faithful to God. He's only mentioned in a small portion of Scripture. Amen. And that being the 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter, gives us all of the exploits of an individual by the name of Uriah. But the scripture said Uriah was faithful. Amen. And that's what we want to do today, be faithful. And no matter who tries to get you to go against what God wants you to do, can we be faithful to God? Amen. So we're going to read verses 3 through verse 11 of 2 Samuel 11 chapter. As I said, Uriah, most of the time when you read this story, the attention is always focused on David and Bathsheba. But the Mariah does something that's really outstanding to show faithfulness. He does something outstanding to show he wouldn't allow the pleasures of this life to have a greater influence on him than his conviction to God. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Verse 3 reads, and David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness. And she returned unto her house. And the woman conceived, and sent and told David, and said, I am with child. And David sent to Joab, saying, send me Uriah the Hittite. And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was come unto him, David demanded of him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. And David said to Uriah, go now to thy house, and wash thy feet. And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of meat from the king. But, Lord, we thank you when you're faithful. Amen. I don't care if it is your king and he's giving you a command when you are faithful to God. Hallelujah. But Uriah stepped at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his Lord and went not down to his house. And when they had told David, saying, Uriah went not down unto his house, David said unto Uriah, camest thou not from thy journey? Why then didst thou not go down unto thy house? And, Lord, sometimes we need an end in our life. When things are coming against us, we need an end in our life. When others are trying to influence us to bring our commitment and conviction to God, we need an end in our life. And Uriah said unto David, the ark and Israel and the Judah abide in tents, and my Lord Joab and the servants of my Lord are encamped in the open field. Shall I then go down into mine house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As thou livest and as thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you today. Oh God, we honor you today. Lord, we thank you for all the testimonies of healings. Lord, we thank you for the testimonies of deliverance. Lord, we thank you for being a keeper in a time, hallelujah, when so many are turning their back on you. Now, Lord, we ask you today to speak to your servants. Lord, we open our ears and say, speak, Lord, for thy servant here. Lord, send us words so that we may leave stronger than we came in. Lord, send us a word that we may have a strong conviction to hold on until our change comes through thy word. And Lord, our hearts desire to speak for thy servant here. Lord, stir up our spirits. Stir up our pure minds. Lord, stir us up in the name of Jesus and help us to be what you have us to be. And by faith, we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name?
In Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. So we all pretty much know the story of David and Bathsheba. Amen. But it seemed like Uriah's exploits many times overlooked. It seemed like Uriah is overlooked, but God never overlooked Uriah. Amen. After this, every time Bathsheba was mentioned, she's never ever mentioned as David's wife. But she always said, it is always mentioned as Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah. So God never forgot Uriah's faithfulness. Amen. Throughout the scriptures, even in the New Testament, in the first chapter of Matthew, when they give the account of the Lord's lineage, they mentioned that it came through Bathsheba, but she was the wife of Uriah. So Uriah is overlooked, but there was a special quality in Uriah that all of us need this morning. Uriah had the conviction. He said, I'm going to be faithful to God, irregardless to what anyone wants me to do. Now, how many know back in those days, if you disobeyed the king's command, there was always consequences. If the king told you to do something, there were consequences. But Uriah said, I don't mind the consequences because my conviction of my faithfulness is unto God. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So let me just read a couple of verses and then I give you our thoughts. Amen?
Yeah.
Uriah said unto verse 11, Uriah said unto David, the ark. Now we all know the ark represents the what? The presence of God. He said the presence of God is out in the fields. Now listen, we have to, let's make this connection. The presence of God is out in the field, and Israel and Judah abide in tents. So now they are out in the field in tents. And King, you're telling me to go down to my house to eat, to drink, and to be with my wife? He said, as thy soul liveth, I won't do this thing. Because I want to be where God is at. And if you read in the first verse of that chapter, it says, David should have been there also. Because the scripture said, when kings go to battle, but David stayed home. So the presence of God is out in the field. And David is in the wrong place. Saints, don't be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Amen. Because if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you open yourself up to stuff that God never intended for you to go through. So Uriah said, I cannot go now to enjoy my wife, knowing that my brothers, knowing that the Lord, knowing that all the faithful of God are out in the tents, how can I go to my house? So our message today is the spirit of Uriah. The spirit of Uriah. It's on there. Put that up for you. The spirit of Uriah, faithfulness, unto God, faithfulness, unto God above
everything
else. Now the king, I'm going to highlight a lot of this because it's a little late. The king tried to cover his sin by getting Uriah to go home. And since it didn't work the first time, what the king tried to do, he made Uriah drunk. Because he figured if Uriah got drunk, he wouldn't be in his right mind, and then he would go down to his wife to help cover his sin. But even in a drunken condition, thank you, Lord, Uriah still had a conviction. Uriah still had the spirit that I'm going to be faithful to God. God has given me an assignment, and because God has given me an assignment, I'm going to be faithful. My question today is, how many have God given an assignment this morning? And the question is, are you faithful to that assignment? And once again, you know how faithful this man had to be? Because since David couldn't get him to go down to his wife, David wrote his death sentence. He said, now I'm going to write the death sentence, and because of his integrity. You can't be faithful if you don't have integrity. Because of his honesty. David wrote the death sentence and then gave it to Uriah and said, deliver this to Joab. Amen. He trusted enough to know that Uriah was that convicted to be faithful that he would deliver his own death sentence. I wonder this morning how many of us are that faithful to God. Amen. Regardless of what seems like it may be coming against us, I am still faithful. I want to let us turn to Luke, the 14th chapter. And we're going to read verses 26 and 27 and verse 33. We're talking about being faithful to who? God. The spirit of Uriah. He's only mentioned a small amount, but he's a great prototype to the faithfulness we ought to have in God. The scripture says when Jesus gives the illustration of the widow woman that wanted to be avenged of my enemy, and that nevertheless when the Son of Man returns shall he find that faith should really be faithfulness on the earth. So the question is, when the Lord comes back, he's looking for faithfulness. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
The question is, how have you shown, this is a personal inspection, for we have to examine ourselves to see if we're in the faith or not. How have we shown that we are faithful? When the Lord returns, he's looking for faithfulness. Then he will say, well done, thy good and
faithful
servant. So what are you faithful to? Amen. A lot of us are faithful to our jobs, faithful to our assignment that are not in church, faithful to a whole lot of other things. Amen. But how many of us are faithful to God? I've heard people say, some people are obsessed with things on this earth. I've even heard people say, what I couldn't figure out is, when they missed a program on TV because that was their program, they were obsessed with this program, they DVR'd it so they could watch it later because they didn't never miss an episode. But I wonder how many of those same people are faithful when it comes to God. And I wonder how many of those same people, if they miss church, I DVR the service. Thank you, Lord. The king didn't question whether or not he was going to deliver the message that was given because he was
faithful.
Yes. Can we say faithful?
Faithful.
Now, the thing about faithfulness also requires integrity and truthfulness. Right, don't get quiet on it. Faithfulness requires integrity and truthfulness. Well, why does it require integrity and truthfulness? Because God already knows the truth.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Well, why weren't you such and such? I don't want to mess with church. But you know how sometimes we make up stuff? All right, come on, y'all.
Amen.
My half y'all said, okay, I know we make up stuff.
Yes.
Well, why you make up stuff? I don't want to look bad in the eyes of a person. My faithfulness is not to man.
Yes.
My faithfulness is to God. Amen. Let me go to Luke the 14th chapter, verse 26. It says, if any man come to me, how many of us come to the Lord? Just give God a wave off. You know he's saying in the church. So you came to God. Can we say hallelujah? He said, if any man come to me and hate not his father, mother, wife, children, brethren, sisters. This is where it really gets hard right here. Yeah. You know what that means? Everything else, say they distance, set a position to God. Everything else takes a distance, set a position to God. He said, if you don't hate your own life, then guess what? And for those that want to know, how is God telling somebody to hate? It ain't what we think. That hate means to prefer one above another. Not what the typical word for hate. It means you can't prefer anything above God. Amen? And I just want to skip that. Let's keep reading, but I want to go to verse 33 in particular. He said, whosoever does not bear his crown and come after me. Cross, sorry. And come after me cannot be mine. That cross entails there's going to be difficulties. There's going to be challenges. Remember the Lord, when he was carrying his cross, he got so far that they had to get someone else to carry it because it was too heavy for him. So, yes, getting saved does not guarantee us life is going to be a peaches and cream and a bed of ease. For as many as shall live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord will, Lord, I bless your name. But the Lord will deliver him out of them all if you are faithful to God. and just say hallelujah. He said, well, if you don't want to go through some stuff and go through it with a right spirit, he said, you cannot be my disciple. If you don't have a spirit of Uriah, hallelujah, you know, sometimes in church, I mean, you know, sometimes in church, some of the wrong people can influence us. I'm preaching myself now. Sometimes in church, I don't care if you're a member of your church or not, some of the wrong people can influence us. Amen. Sometimes in church, people will say, well, I don't like that, so I'm not going to church. My question is, what iniquity have you found in God? Thank you. That you've gone so far away from God. God didn't do anything to you. Are you faithful to God? God said, I won't allow more to come upon you, but that wrong crowd, those wrong people, those wrong influences, and say, well, if I were you, I'd do this. I think I'd take the spirit of Uriah. How can I go to pleasures? How can I enjoy the pleasures of life when the rest of my brothers are going through challenges? How can I allow you to influence me?
Looking unto
the pastors, looking unto the elders, the deacons, the ministers, all those officials. got a Uriah spirit. I got a spirit that's telling me, no matter who turns their back on God,
gets a place in your soul. The only way you're going to be faithful to God
is you can't say, well, I heard this preacher, I heard that preacher. What did God tell you? When did you pray to God? When did you meditate on the law of God day and night? Well, I'm not blessed. Well, where's your mind been? Because blessed is a man that meditates on his law. You know, if you meditate in the day and the night, that's for all day long. Then you wonder, well, my mind, I just wonder, you know, yeah, people, I don't want to sound like a woman, y'all hear me? I don't want to do like a man. I can't figure out why I got all these problems. What are you exposing yourself to? All right. Yeah. Right. Well, it just came up on the phone, so I just looked at it for a little while. Uh-uh. Right? You opened up that portal. Remember, I'm all over the place. Y'all hear me? Remember what the Lord told Cain? He said, Cain, if you do what's right, be acceptable. If you do what's right, he said, I'll accept it. But if you don't do what's right, what was right here to be obedient to God? God accepted Abel's sacrifice because he was obedient. But he refused Lot because he was Cain's. Y'all just fill in the dots when I mess up. I just want to test you. But he didn't accept Cain's because Cain was. But God told him, he said, listen, he said, Cain, why are you all oppressed, depressed, and dejected looking? You ever look at people, why you look like that? As good as God. Now, it's bad when you talk to the Lord himself and you can't get it together. Right? You know what I'm saying? How you talk to the Lord and got that kind of, I don't know what kind of young folks, snake attitude, all that stuff today. Nasty disposition. How you got a nasty disposition? And you talk to the Lord who created you. He said, now Cain, if you do what's right, he said, I'll accept it. What did Cain do? He got angry. He got immensely angry. God said, listen, I'm going to tell you now, you're allowing a door to be opened. He said, right now, sin is. You know what it's saying? Sin is trying to get into your soul. Sin was an opportunity. Now, Cain, you can stop sin from coming in, but the only way you can stop it from coming in is you have to be obedient to me. He said, if you're not obedient, not only will sin come in, but sin will have its master over you. You have to master sin. What you've been seeing, shut it down. What you've been hearing, plug it up. Because that's a problem for sin to control you. And then you want it. Somebody said, well, it don't make a difference what kind of music you listen to. Yes, it does. You know, I know a lot of these preachers say you can listen to rock and jazz and all that other stuff. The Bible didn't say that. Fifth chapter of Ephesians says, sing to yourself in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Yes. Make your melody in your heart to the Lord. So anything else, it gratifies your flesh. That's a portal to your soul. So this week, just do that. I know, yesterday, Pastor, you've been like a little personal. I'm getting into my personal private life. I'm still getting it. Because this week, examine what you watch. Examine what you listen to. Like, I go down the street, and they be playing that loud, bad music, and they be having all of that foul language. I'll be like, Lord, close this stuff out. Because at the right opportunity, be assured the devil's going to represent it to you. So this week, pay attention to what you see, and pay attention to what you hear. Amen. Say, well, I only looked at it for a moment. I read once, everything we see is like you're taking a picture. Right? Everything you see is like a picture. You know, not the new phones, the new pictures, because new pictures, you take a picture now, you can see it in a second. We talk about the old pictures. When you take a picture, it is on a film roll. Then you have to take it to the dark room to develop it. Well, this is what happened with what you see in here. It's a film roll. It's on your soul. So what did the devil do? He takes the right circumstance. Well, I'm just lonely. you know, men, women, I'm just lonely, so someone come by and give you a little attention, you go the wrong way. That's because that film was already, that picture had already been taken. And the right opportunity came for the devil to develop it. Then you wind up in a position, a place that you should be in. Right? So this week, purpose, I'm not going to watch the wrong thing. I'm not going to listen to him. If it's my brother or my sister, I don't listen to that. Right? So you say, well, I don't want to hurt nobody's feeling. You ever heard people say, I don't want to hurt nobody's feeling? You know, every time you mess up, whose feeling are you hurt? I'm faithful to in everything above everything else. So we need to get in the right spiritual frame of mind. We need to respect the God that we serve and stop cowering down to people. Some people are just so much of a coward, they won't stand up for nothing for God. I'd rather stand for God than anything else. I'd rather be with God than my best friend. If you don't want to stand for God, bye-bye. All right. Right? Because in the day break, in the morning, your friend won't be able to answer for you. Your mama, your father, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife can't answer for you. That's why you have to hate them above everything but God. They have to be second as we all stand. The spirit of Uriah. The spirit of Uriah in Revelation, the 7th chapter, I believe it's the 8th verse, is talking about the church of Smyrna. And it talks about those that went through hardship and sufferings. But it said they were faithful unto death. My question today is, how faithful are we? Amen. Are we faithful unto death? Paul said, none of these things move me. Neither, and this is why a lot of people say, none of the stuff moved me, but Paul added more to that. He said, neither count I my life dear to myself, because I want to finish my course with joy. How many want to finish with some joy? How many just want to be faithful to God? Well, if you want to be faithful to God and finish with joy, you got to let some of that stuff move you. The devil's going to keep sending you because many of the afflictions of the righteous. But if you stay with God, he'll deliver you out of the maw of the arrow.